The Resurrection and the Power of God. It was interesting to me to realize that Jesus dealt with two major religious groups in his day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. One of the major differences between these two groups is that one group believed in angels, spirits, and the resurrection of the dead. They were the Pharisees. The other group did not believe in the resurrection, and they did not believe in angels or spirits. This group was the Sadducees. A good way to remember the Sadducees is that because they did not believe in the resurrection, angels, or spirits, they were sad, you see. Both religious groups confronted Jesus at certain times and seasons. It was interesting to me to realize that the Sadducees, who did not believe in the resurrection, asked Jesus a trick question about the resurrection as though they believed in it. The question was, if a man died, leaving his wife, and she married another man, and this was repeated several times, whose wife would she be in the resurrection? So tell us, whose wife will she be in the resurrection? For all seven were married to her. Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures, and you don't know the power of God. For when the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. But now, as to whether there will be a resurrection of the dead, haven't you ever read about this in the scriptures? Long after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had died, God said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. So he is the God of the living, not the dead. Matthew 22:28-32, New Living Translation. It is interesting to me that on another occasion, speaking of the same subject, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25, King James Version. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never ever die. Do you believe this? John 11:26, New Living Translation. What a stunning revelation it must have been for a Sadducee to hear these words. Jesus was not only claiming to believe in the resurrection, he was telling the audience, I am the resurrection. Don't be so surprised. Indeed, the time is coming when all the dead in their graves will hear the voice of God's Son, and they will rise again. Those who have done good will rise to experience eternal life, and those who have continued in evil will rise to experience judgment. John 5:28-29, New Living Translation. The time is coming, Jesus said, when there will be a resurrection. He will call people from their graves. Those that have repented and turned to God to follow Christ will rise to receive eternal life. Those that have continued in their evil ways will be lost and come into judgment. Which group will you be in? It's an appointment you must keep.